The following podcast may contain adult language and an abundance of salt. So get ready, nerds, for nothing to happen because we're talking Invasion Episode 8, Contact. Welcome and thank you for joining us on another episode of the Salty Nerd Podcast where we talk about Apple TV's Invasion, most boringest show on TV.
Wow. Yeah. Nailed it.
And I'm joined, as always, by my fantastic panel of nerds. Jude is here, kind of. She's half here.
Hello.
It's a Monday, guys. Monday. It's been a long weekend.
We're off.
Yes. Hey. Matt Vader is here.
Hey. Huh? Were you looking at Dick Nose?
Yeah. Oh, you wore a shirt. I'm also wearing a cool shirt.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Go to saltierstore.com.
Did you introduce me? You did. Hi.
Hi. Vader.
What's going on?
I can't even look at your face right now.
I'm sorry. I don't want to look at your face either.
I was living vicariously through you.
Well, you still can because you still got like bitch whiskers on your head.
Yeah, you know, so. You shaved yours off too, right?
I had to. Required for safety reasons.
You know, sometimes.
Listen, that beard was putting a lot of ladies at risk. You know what I mean?
Sometimes you just need to change. Sometimes you have to pacify.
I don't want to hear your excuses. Wife. Matt, you know, Kadish, frustrated producer of the show, is also here.
Hey, everyone. We're going to be talking about a very boring TV show, but I actually thought stuff happened this week, so I was a little bit more into it than normal, but I guess I'm in the minority on this one.
Nothing
by
happened.
Comparison, maybe.
we spent 10 seconds. Minutes on somebody in a phone booth.
And refrigerator crawlers on an apartment for literally 4 seconds.
Listen, this show was so fucking exciting.
I mean, I literally...
You had to wear shades.
I've been listening to our reviews.
Yeah.
And I'm... So, because of that reason, because I just like say it's bad all the time, I'm on a thesaurus right now so I can find more words for the word bad.
Nice.
Okay, so I'm going to try to like use them all today.
All right, cool.
All right. And it's kind of funny that like most of the comments on our recap videos for the show are all like, we can't watch this show because it's so boring. So we're just watching you guys talk about it.
That's what we do it for.
This is 100%.
We watch them so you don't have to.
This is 100% our least favorite show we've ever reviewed of all time. Mm-hmm. But this is our most popular videos. It's weird. I don't understand it, but you know.
People like to watch us suffer.
It's funny, man.
We're out there doing God's work.
I don't know. Falcon Winter Soldier was pretty bad.
That was pretty bad.
That was pretty bad. Yes.
But everybody talked about that show.
Yeah.
No one's talking about this show.
The difference is when I was watching Falcon and Winter Soldier, I was just hate watching it.
I know, right?
This feels like it's taking something from me every time I watch an episode of
that's,
it.
Maybe it's
taking time out of your life.
I'm being body snatched.
Yeah.
Holy shit, you guys.
You are.
This is the invasion.
That's the invasion. It's the show.
Genius.
Into your soul.
Genius.
That's so meta.
All right, let's hit it.
Are we going to get copyright claim for saying meta nowadays with meta? Zuckerberg God. And his... Fuck that guy. Okay. All right, guys. Before we dive into this episode, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Oh, we could fly.
This is your summer. That means Six Flags and the taste of an ice-cold Coca-Cola. We're talking thrilling coasters, delicious burgers, yes. Real moments together, and this. Coke is summer refreshment when you need it most, so you can hop on another ride or race down a slide at the water park. Six Flags and Coca-Cola. Come make it yours. Visit sixflags.com/coke to save up to $20 on passes, plus daily tickets starting at $34.99.
In the heat of the moment, you keep it calm and cool with a $3 medium ice cold cold brew. And not just any cold brew, but one that's slow steeped and mixed with brown sugar and molasses flavor. With a cold foam infused with brown sugar coolness and a cinnamon sugar sprinkle on top. That's keeping it calm, cool, and cold brewed. With Dunkin's new brown sugar cream cold brew, now $3 along with all medium cold brews. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Money is the number one cause of stress and the number two cause of divorce. Make your money go further and work harder with a certified financial planner from Facet Wealth. Financial planning used to focus on retirement, but Facet helps you with today. You get a dedicated financial planner that guides you through every financial decision. Inflation, interest rates, stock market changes, home prices. How do you figure it all out? Well, every advisor at Facet is a certified financial planner and fiduciary. That's just a fancy way to say they have the best training and they're legally bound to do what's in your best interest. This isn't just about investments. It's about taking care of your money so you can start living a better life today. Facet has a simple flat fee, no hidden charges, and with nothing to sell, there are no commissions. Visit TryFacetWealth.com for 2 months free off your first year of financial planning. That's TryFacetWealth.com. Facet Wealth is an SEC-registered investment advisor. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities, nor is it investment, legal, or tax advice.
Welcome back, everybody. Okay, guys, I got three things to tell you. One, we're doing a month of December only offer for our $30 tier. You guys are going to get an exclusive hat just for you guys, just for the club members for the $30 superstar tier. And also along with that, you're going to get a ton of extra content, our library of backlog extra content for our club members. You're going to get access to our Discord app, ton of really cool stuff on top of the exclusive hat. So go join the club, help support us. We're really pushing for this for December. There's only 50 slots available. So get in there early before it sells out. Because if you're number 51, sorry. Oh, and also, I've done some research on our analytics, and it looks like about 67% of people that watch our channel are not subscribed. So please go down and hit the subscribe button, little bell notification, so you guys can get notifications when we do brand new episodes. We're dropping new episodes every couple of days. It's Monday, Wednesday, Friday are our normal episodes.
And sometimes Tuesday, Thursday.
And sometimes we do extra stuff on top of that. So
I guess his banter is very witty today.
All right, guys. So, and the third thing is leave us a review on Apple iTunes. We're trying to get accredited with Rotten Tomatoes and we need reviews. So go to Apple iTunes and leave a 5-star review. We'd really appreciate it. And that will help us to kick that audience versus critic score into our favor a little bit more. So help us get in there.
That one extra review will swing the percentage.
I'm telling you, dude.
Maybe get Star Wars off of, what's it at? 68% for the last 2 years.
Well, hey, don't underestimate us. James Mangold puts a lot of stock in what we have to say.
You never know. It starts with us, guys. You are the revolution.
Or the invasion.
Whatever. All right. Speaking of invasion.
Ooh, that was good, dude.
Nice.
Nice.
All right. Let's get into this ridiculous show. Matthew Kadish, take it away, sir.
All right. Invasion, season one, episode 8, entitled Contact. So, we start off with Mr. Trevante Cole himself. Trevante's plane lands in the UK and Trevante is pissed because for some reason he thought that the plane could make it all the way to America without having to refuel or something. I mean, who knows? Trevante is instantly a dick to all the UK military officers and they're like, pip, pip, good chap. Here's a car and a gun. Kindly fuck off now.
That's exactly what they did.
Trevante takes his free car and gun and drives into London, leaving the city to take a nice leisurely stroll through the park where he still finds a working payphone. He calls his wife and gets an answering machine message telling him that she's been evacuated. After the beep, Trevante leaves the longest message in the history of answering machine messages, especially knowing that the person he's leaving the message for is never going to hear it. We learn that Liara is actually Trevante's wife and that they had a son who seems to have died young. And Trevante is sorry he left Liara to go to war so he wouldn't have to face his son's death. Trevante hangs up and collapses by the side of the phone booth, realizing that he has no home left to go back to.
We had to work through some things. Hold on a second. I need to get this show is, let me see, thesaurus.
Yeah, going to the thesaurus.
Atrocious. Atrocious.
It's a meaty one. One.
That's a good one.
It's a meaty one.
I kind of like it when you use new words.
Can I say something? You look ravishing today.
Oh, thank you.
This whole post hangover thing, I'm really digging it. Looking good, dude.
You mad?
Yeah. This
post hangover.
Love it.
This whole scene, I was watching, I'm like, why is he in a freaking payphone? I'm like, first of all, I don't know, in the UK, you guys can let us know if you're from there, leave a comment. But
cheerio, mate.
Do you guys actually have these things that still work? Because we got rid of ours. We had payphones here.
The TARDISes?
Yeah.
Well, they have TARDISes
but the TARDISes are blue. This was a red one.
They haven't got rid of the payphones.
Because it's like a tourist thing?
Because people like to take pictures for Doctor Who fans.
I wonder if they still work.
Yeah. It's like,
still hooked up.
It's like, you know, a photo op on every corner.
Mm-hmm. I was amazed that in an emergency situation where the infrastructure of the entire planet seems to have been taken down, that he can still make an international call through a public phone booth.
It's so ridiculous.
That sounds legit.
And then the message that he left, where he just sat there. We like literally, it was like at least five minutes of runtime. 10 minutes.
Long.
Is it 10 minutes long?
It felt like it was ten.
He's just sitting there on the phone.
Her message was equally as long.
Was it?
Yeah. She went on for like 15 minutes. No, I know that you'll be the one who gets this message. Oh, and then it beeps finally. And then he leaves her a 15-minute long message.
But she's never going to listen to
it. You know, clearly, the show was written by somebody who's probably 30 years old and has never had to actually use a payphone or a Android machine.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he has like...
doesn't work that way.
British quarters?
Well, because it was an emergency situation, all the payphones were free, basically. Oh, they could make emergency calls.
Is that how it works?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Really boring. Yeah. It was really, really a dull whole sequence.
Yeah, how about Trevante just being a dick to all those British officers?
Like, I thought it was kind of comical when you guys talked about this before, like how he's a dick to everybody. But like, I always justified it. Like, he's in the desert. He's in enemy territory. Anybody at any time could try to kill him.
He's just a dick.
He's on edge. Now he's in friendly territory with other military people, and he's like, get me out of here. I need to go to America. And it's like, all right, mate, here's a gun and a truck, and get the hell out of here.
They're not in Australia.
Sorry.
Okay. It's like, you do vampires.
I do Australia. Anyway.
Cheerio, mate.
Yeah.
Would you like a spot of tea before we give you some guns?
They're like, you're the last plane ever.
Yeah.
And he's like, just grab me a plane. And he's like, no, mate, you're the last plane ever.
He's like, you're lucky you even made it here because they're shooting stuff out of the sky.
Yeah, and he's like, I don't have to listen to this shit. Grab me a fucking plane. And he's like,
here's the gun.
Have a great day.
Yeah.
Yeah, go shoot yourself.
I like the British guy. He was good.
Yeah, and like, where was he driving to? Like, he can't drive to America from UK.
Well, he was going to London.
He drove up on the hill above London to make his phone call. So they could have a really good view while they made the phone call but for the camera.
I also didn't understand like where he thought that plane was going because, I mean, he's in Afghanistan.
Right.
You can't make it from Afghanistan to America on like one of those planes.
I don't think
thing of fuel.
I don't think you can make it from Afghanistan to London on one tank of gas and one of those little things.
Well, one of the interesting things is like as soon as I saw him land in the UK, I was like, oh, he's going to meet Casper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? So I was like, oh, that's interesting. We're finally going to get some crossover. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get to it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Speaking of Casper. Right?
All right. So the next storyline we're going to talk about is Anisha Malik. Anisha and Luke are eating lunch with Dr. Barton, and Luke decides he's bored and wants to go hang out with Piece of Shit for some reason. After Luke fucks off, Barton reveals he's divorced and he wants to show Anisha something. Like his dick.
Like it is.
Meanwhile, Luke meets some random kid who wants to show him something scary cool, namely a room full of dead bodies that were killed by aliens. While he's doing that, Luke's sister is being comforted by her piece of shit father, who's suddenly interested in not abandoning his kids and being an actual father. But while he's doing that, Anisha is hanging out with Dr. Barton, who's showing her the lack of medical equipment and supplies. Anisha reveals that she's not an actual doctor, and Barton is like, don't care, and starts trying to eat her face. Anisha starts making out with this guy she's known for all of 3 hours, but she remembers she's married to a piece of shit, so she's like, I'm down for this. After sucking face for a while, Anisha suddenly remembers to mention the hunk of metal that can instantly kill aliens and is like, is this important or something? Meanwhile, Piece of Shit is looking for Luke and can't find him or Anisha. That's because Luke is by a body covered in alien jizz, and he decides to pull out his magic alien metal from his backpack and show it off to his new friend. Anisha goes looking for Luke and his magic alien killing Shiv because, you know, it's important now. She finds him in the morgue along with her Piece of Shit husband, daughter, Luke's new friend, and the friend's parents. Luke is holding out the alien metal and seems to be in some type of trance as the metal is reacting to the alien jizz on the dead bodies.
Who cares?
As soon as she said, like, they were sitting at the table and Luke didn't want to eat. And he was like, I want to go with daddy. And she was like, okay, go right there. And I was like, that kid ain't going there. No, no. And he's like, all right, I'll go right there, mom. And he doesn't make it. He like meets a friend in the hallway. And the friend is like, hey, we just met. And this is crazy. You want to see some cool shit? And he was like, maybe.
flipped the camera off when you did that.
I didn't know what I was doing, if I was doing a peace sign or flipping it off, or just signaling. I don't know, man. Move on.
Well, Luke was also like, "Dad's just over there."
Yeah.
And we're like, "Oh, okay."
He's literally right there.
Yeah. Nowhere to be seen. No, he goes off. I mean, I get it. Kids go do weird things and just want to find excuses to leave. That doesn't surprise me at all.
I've seen 80s movies.
What, like, yeah. So they go to this little like morgue area and he pulls out his little thing and it just starts wiggling, right? The like nanotechnology or whatever it is. It's wajoing.
That's not officially a verb.
And I'm like, that's supposed to be like the whoa big moment, but we're in episode freaking 8.
Hey, Alex, go wajo yourself.
Whoa.
All right. Thesaurus moment.
Turns out wajoing is fucking awesome.
I thought this segment of the show was dreadful.
Ooh.
That's a good one,
right? That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. No, really. I have no fucking clue what's going on with this. I don't care.
That's the thing.
I'm so done this, and I'm pissed off. I got to watch 2 more hours of this shit. I don't even care if it gets good at this point.
If this wasn't 7 hours in or 8 hours in, then I might be like, oh, cool. Dagger makes some things wiggle.
It's like, oh, look. Now mom wants to be a piece of shit and get some of that strange D.
I'm okay with that.
And no, I'm not.
I am.
It's like, it's weird.
Screw piece of shit.
And, you know,
I don't care about
it. It's very strange to me that now she's making out with some dude. And
don't bother.
Especially like a dude that like she barely knows.
I know, right?
Oh, and this is so forced too.
It really is.
Like the connection between these two is so laughable. He's just like, I'm a doctor. And she's like, not really. And he's like, don't care because you're special.
Yeah.
And I feel it.
She is a very beautiful woman.
You're a good mom.
Oh, is that, he didn't say that, did he?
Yeah, he was like, you're a good mom. And then he leans in with his tongue. I was like,
that's not a pickup line, guys. That's not a pickup line. You're a good mom. Come here, pal. Oh, what the hell?
60% of the time it works every time.
But the thing that gets me is like, you have this supposedly very intelligent character who like went to Harvard Medical School and trained as a doctor. And it doesn't occur to her to tell people about this magic hunk of alien metal that she literally instantly killed an alien with.
No,
it doesn't. And like, it's not like she's not thinking of it because she knows it's in Luke's backpack. Cause she was like, take your backpack, keep it with you. Wink, wink.
Yeah. Give it to the 9-year-old.
Have they even explained what the magic chunk of black crap is yet? Yeah.
I figured it was like a piece of their spaceship or something, like the kryptonite.
Is there like a nice benevolent alien that's just like running around dropping off black shivs?
But even after all this time, like remember when she first like used it to kill the alien? And she asked Luke, like, "Where did you find this?" Mm-hmm. And then like piece of shit started dying, and he never answered. Like by this point, she could have been like, "Hey, Luke, where'd you find this thing?"
Yeah, some kind of an investigation.
And why is she letting him carry it around?
That's what I'm saying. Like, why give it to the 9-year-old? Here, keep this in your backpack.
This would be in my strapped around my waist.
Yeah, you'd have like little cord for a handle.
Hell yeah, dude.
Wrap it up and then put it on your belt and just be like, you know,
make a ninja weapon out.
Or at least like mention it to the military.
Yeah,
you know what? I would, the people who are in charge of protecting.
They'll take it. They took all the medical supplies.
I would go find some really cool like lightweight chain. And make like one of those ninja rope fucking things with it, you know? What the fuck?
Like the circle, like, the compass from sea?
Yeah. Just make like a rope freaking alien scale thing. Just, like,
the thing from Ninja Assassin.
Basically. Yes. Yeah, that thing was awesome.
It is awesome. I think you'd probably cut your head off with that thing, though.
But it would be epic.
Totally worth it.
It's totally worth it.
Really cool.
It would really be awesome.
It was worth it, guys.
Yeah.
I really screwed up.
That was good, dude. Yeah. God, I love Norseman. It's such a good show.
Can we talk about that show?
Orm. We talked to him.
We did.
It was awesome.
I know.
He's really cool.
Did he butt dial you?
No, he did. Oh. He accidentally butt dialed me on Instagram.
Butt dialed me.
What? It was like 1 o'clock in the morning and my phone goes off. I look at it and it says video voicemail or video call from Clark Conradi. And I'm like, I should totally pick this up.
Did you answer it?
No, it was 1 o'clock in the morning.
And your wife is like, who the hell is calling you at 1 in the morning? You're like, it's Orm.
I totally would have. Dude, you guys would have been best friends after that.
That would have been hilarious. I'm like, hi, Chieftain Orm. How are you doing?
How's the baby?
So how's the installation coming?
Yeah. Have you sold your apartment? Have you sold your flat yet? Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it does kind of feel like something he would do, right? He just got get his like hours all fucked up and messed up. Yeah. Call us when it's like 4 in the morning.
I texted him after I actually got up for work. I texted him. I'm like, hey, did you mean to call me? He's like, no, totally not. I was watching. He's like, I was watching you guys on Instagram and I accidentally hit the call button.
No. He was watching us on Instagram.
Yeah.
I have two stories. He watches us on YouTube. He
admitted it. Does he watch this show?
I don't know.
Does Orm watch the invasion reviews? That would be badass.
That'd be awesome.
Kari Conradi, love you, man.
Yeah, he's like, I don't subscribe to Apple TV.
So but you're the next best thing.
Norseman season 4, make it happen.
Yes, please. Yes. We're many more viewers on this episode.
Derailed. Listen, guys. Butt dialed by Kari Conradi.
I mean, come on.
Come on.
Don't watch this invasion show. Instead, go to Netflix and watch Norseman. Start with season 3 because that's actually a prequel. Start there and then go 1, 2.
Yes.
Awesome show. Yeah, and it needs a season 4. We need more fans.
I actually disagree. I think that if you know the characters already by the time you watch season 3, it makes it
funnier.
For sense. Sure.
That's a solid argument.
I agree.
You don't watch.
Also, after you do that, go on Instagram and Twitter and gram or tweet at Netflix to get back on the horse.
Yes.
And give us
season 4.
Season 4 of Norseman.
We need a fan movement here in the States.
Yeah. We need to rise up.
We should start a letter writing campaign to Apple to replace Invasion with Norseman.
No, they'd ruin it. They'd fuck it.
They'd be scared. It's pretty raunchy.
Yeah.
They go hard on that show.
I can't believe he butt dialed you.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
He's really excited.
I'm jealous, man. I would have answered the phone. It's like, yo, what's up, Corey? What's happening?
You eating some frozen pizza?
Yeah. What's going on? Get them the Supreme.
Next time.
Or the pepperoni and
sauce. Alex was like, my hair didn't look perfect. I couldn't answer. It was 1 o'clock.
My face is all puffy. It would have been like dark. Oh, what do you want, dude?
You know who the fuck is this?
New phone, who dis?
Yeah. I would have lost my number real quick. What else happens in this episode?
It's so good. It's so good. I can't believe that happened.
Okay, before we continue the conversation, let's hear a word from some sponsors.
Oh, we could fly.
This is your summer. That means Six Flags and the taste of an ice-cold Coca-Cola. We're talking thrilling coasters, delicious burgers, real moments together, and this. Coke is summer refreshment when you need it most, so you can hop on another ride or race down a slide at the water park. Six Flags and Coca-Cola, come make it yours. Visit sixflags.com/coke to save up to $20 on passes, plus daily tickets starting at $34.99.
Hurry in to Mattress Firm's July 4th sale. Get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin and save up to $500 on Sealy. Plus, get a free adjustable base with qualifying Sealy purchase, up to a $499 value. Or shop Tempur-Pedic, the most highly recommended bed in America, and save $500 on all Tempur-Breeze mattresses. And get a $300 instant gift good towards sleep accessories. Only at Mattress Firm. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Oh, we could fly.
This is your summer. That means Six Flags and the taste of an ice-cold Coca-Cola. We're talking thrilling coasters, delicious burgers, real moments together, and this. Coke is summer refreshment when you need it most, so you can hop on another ride or race down a slide at the water park. Six Flags and Coca-Cola. Come make it yours. Visit sixflags.com/coke to save up to $20 on passes, plus daily tickets starting at $34.99.
That's hilarious. So Mitsuki Yamoto. Mitsuki is being held in a room for her stunt with the radio dish. Her former boss, Hashimoto, shows up and convinces the American general in charge that they need Mitsuki's help making contact with the aliens. And the general agrees to release her so she can get back to doing the exact same thing she was doing when they arrested her. Mitsuki gets back to work with her team and in about 2 seconds secures a link with the alien signal through what's left of the Japanese space shuttle. So now the linguists can try to make contact with the aliens. While the linguists are being ignored by the aliens, Mitsuki decides she's going to upload her massive collection of her girlfriend Hinata's TikTok videos to the aliens because lesbians talking about trees and stuff will help the aliens to understand us or something. Whatever Mitsuki did seems to have worked because they get a response from Hinata, who begins broadcasting Wajo over and over again. Jasa finally made contact.
She got a response? Yeah. I missed that completely.
I fell asleep.
Aliens fucking love TikTok.
They were like, oh, man. They're like, oh, this little Japanese lady is so sweet. Maybe we shouldn't kill them all.
She was saying weird shit, too. She was like... It was like she was talking to someone who didn't know about Earth. It was like she was like, Hinata was like, look, it is a tree. Look, the children are playing.
Weird shit. Can you guys correct me if I'm wrong? Was she saying this in English? Because I don't remember half. I was reading subtitles.
Yeah, you're
reading subtitles. Dude, I was so out of it. Yeah, like,
you were reading subtitles. Wow. I had to think about that for a second.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I was like.
I wish they would have kept it like accurate and just like sent her a bunch of videos.
Of dancing. Of
like TikTok dances.
Dance challenges.
Then they definitely would have murdered us all.
Oh, yeah. That would have been great. It's like, oh, if you want to see us do something really stupid, wait for part two. Yeah. Push the button.
Like and follow for part two. Boom. Nuked. They would have just nuked us from orbit.
Fuck you.
Like, fuck you.
You just wasted 3 minutes of my life.
Britney Spears, save us.
Like and follow for part two.
Jesus Christ. And you know what happens? I don't understand how TikTok works because every time I push follow for part two, it doesn't do shit. Am I doing it wrong?
You have to go into their, you have to follow them and then go into their list of videos and find part two.
Wouldn't it have been funny if the aliens had taken some of those videos and stitched them? Did like a reaction?
Yeah.
You don't deserve to live.
Just a black orb.
We need to remake this.
The alien, like, you know how we'd have different point of views? Well, we got TikTok's point of view now. Yeah. It's just like all the aliens responding to these TikToks.
I fell into this a new TikTok hole.
Yeah.
About chicks talking about their fucking camel toes this week.
What?
I don't understand.
God, like, you're in the wrong side of TikTok, dude.
What's going on? It's like, yeah, I have a camel toe. It's really cool and poofy and puffy and stuff. And I'm like... What's happening right now?
I went down, dude.
You know, I send you TikToks all the time. Send them to me.
You do. That's
Jude's
right.
Jealous. She's like, I want to watch the camel toe.
I'm not getting any. You guys have a whole different experience with TikTok than I do.
TikTok knows I'm a dirty old dude. I don't know why. Because they don't
I went down. I've been purposely liking conspiracy TikToks so that it takes me down that rabbit hole. Mm-hmm. And I found one about Colgate. In their toothpaste, if you take a tube of toothpaste and you like crunch it up and move it around and then you squirt it out, it still has the stripes. There's always stripes. It doesn't matter what the inside of the contents does. Well, you can mix it up and cut it open and stir it with a knife. If you squeeze it out of the tube, it stays white and whatever other color.
That's because the stripes are from some other planet.
It's a freaking portal, bro.
It's weird, dude.
So you're saying Colgate is the invasion.
Yeah, Colgate. That's why I am a crest.
You know what? I'll say this. I fell asleep twice when watching. I had to watch this episode three times because I fell asleep. I did not fall asleep during the Colgate toothpaste TikToks. Hmm. I was in. And I was watching.
Those are also only 60 seconds
long. No, they were the 3 minute ones. And there was like part four.
I did go down another rabbit hole on TikTok this week. Hmm. And it was
funny. You guys.
It was so funny. It was when the girlfriends and the boyfriend are in the front seat of the car. And there's a whole bunch of these out there, right? And the girlfriend has this like really nasty raunchy fart spray, and they're all like, "Oh God, I got a stomachache. I'm gonna go to the bathroom." And they fucking walk out of the car, and the boyfriend's it's like, "What the fuck?" And it's recording, and so he's just gonna go off because his girlfriend's not there, right? He's just like, stinky hoe, bitch. Jesus Christ, what the fuck's wrong with her? What the fuck crawled up her ass? It's just like, oh God, it's so funny. It's just like, whew.
Anyway, invasion.
Fart jokes are funny. Oh, hold on a second. Yeah. We're talking about the Wajo one. I'm gonna go with, I got a new word.
Oh.
the thesaurus, the Jack's kicking in. The thesaurus word for this segment is a fallacious.
Ooh.
We're going to go fallacious.
Fallacious.
Yes.
Okay. Use it in a sentence.
This segment was fallacious. Okay. It was so bad. Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. I mean, like the episode basically ends with Mitsuki like putting on her headphones and speaking into a microphone. And she says, Hinata? And so it's implied that Hinata got her massive TikTok uploads, watched them all, and decided to reply. But she's only saying Wajo over and over again.
There was thousands of videos of this chick. I got the impression that she was actually trying to get like the aliens to like sympathize with them or something. Like she was like, look at us. We're just normal people. We're nice.
Yeah, that was kind of like how she explained it to all the other Japanese guys who were like, what the fuck are you doing? but then she gets all tired and passes out while like it's uploading. And then like the minute it's finished uploading, like they get a response and it's just like,
she did try to take a nap in the middle of it, huh?
Yeah.
Really not a good time to take a nap. Starting out like this, the Japanese storyline in this show was, I think, the more interesting one, and it's becoming less and less interesting.
I was totally tuned out.
Yeah,
I'm trying to focus on the words, and you know, then I had TikTok going on, and I couldn't.
I felt like the American general in that scene where he's just like, "What the hell is she saying?" Because it's like this is the one segment of the show where like you have to pay attention because it's all in subtitles, and that makes it even more frustrating in some ways because the subtitles aren't actually in the show. You have to turn the subtitles on.
Oh, really?
And if you turn the subtitles off, they don't show up, and so you're just like, "What are people saying?"
I don't remember turning mine on.
Yeah, I never turned mine on, but they're still there. But whatever, it's fine.
I mean, believe it. I wonder if I've just been like understanding Japanese this entire time and not
realizing. Oh, dude.
What I mean is that most shows, when people are speaking a different language, they will actually put the subtitles in the show. Mm-hmm. Whereas this one, when you go to the Japanese segment, they have like the closed captioning on. And so like you're reading the subtitles through the app. And if you should turn that off, like Danny did, he made that mistake. when you get to these segments, you don't get any translation at all. And so you're just like, what are people saying? You have to go back and turn the subtitles on.
Nice. Are you wearing a Lawman shirt?
He is.
I am, yeah.
I want that shirt.
He's advertising.
That's a good
Rook and Behringer.
Way more interesting book. Lawman.
MatthewKadishBooks.com, yeah. Right?
It's very fallacious.
Fallacious. I love thesauruses. I'm going to start using the thesaurus more.
I don't think you guys know what any of these words are.
Hey, it's in the thesaurus under bed.
That's kind of the joke.
Would you say you have a plethora?
Ooh. I kind of squiggled a little bit down in my fancy regions.
What? That's a Three Amigos reference.
Okay, yeah.
I thought I just made it up.
Yes, el guapo.
God, this show. Okay, what happened?
Keep going.
She is rocking my world today. She's just so hot.
Did you just say that?
Never mind.
Jack Daniels is weird shit. Yeah.
It's that red hair.
Did we finish that bottle? We might need to finish.
Oh, I'm going to go. Yeah, in a minute. Okay. All right. I'm sorry I'm hitting on your woman, Matt. I need to quit doing that.
Are you sorry?
No, not really.
What happens next, Kadish?
All right. So we got Casper Morrow. Casper and Jamila make it back to Casper's mom's place. And guess what? Casper's wheelchair-bound mom is dead, killed by an alien that jizzed all over her. Casper takes a really, really, really long time to almost touch his mom's cold, dead hand. And Jamila hugs him to comfort him over his loss. Motivated by the death of his mom, Casper then decides he's the only one who can stop the aliens, and he needs to go to the hospital to induce a seizure because he's a superhero all of a sudden. As Casper and Jamila brave the streets of London, they come across a firefight where soldiers are shooting at some alien hunter killers. Casper and Jamila hide in a nearby pub and find none other than Trevante Cole there, drinking away his sorrows. The kids try to convince Trevante to try to help them get to the hospital, but Trevante, being Trevante, is a total dick and tells them to fuck off.
Yes, he does.
Casper then shows Trevante some of his drawings and tells Trevante he's the only one who can stop the aliens. Trevante rightfully doesn't believe him until he sees a picture of Casper's with his regiment's symbol on it and a bunch of black squiggles that kind of maybe sort of look like soldiers firing guns at a huge alien thing, like what Trevante's squad did in Afghanistan. Trevante now believes Casper is a psychic savior of mankind and agrees to take him to a hospital.
Nice.
First of all.
Who talks to kids like this?
Right?
The fuck off.
We're not even there yet.
The fuck you see, kid?
You see more shit than me, sir, punk?
You are in uniform.
The kids all, yeah, I see some shit.
Check yourself.
Big old American flag on the front of him, too. He's like, what did you see, punk ass kid? You ain't seen shit. Mm-hmm. Literally, that's the conversation he has with
him. He's like, where's my whiskey bottle? Where's my whiskey bottle?
And they keep saying, like, you're supposed to help us. You're a soldier. And he's just like, I'm an operator.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Fuck off.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm an American.
Before that though, we're outside, the kids are running, and there's literally a firefight going on between soldiers and the aliens, right? Just real quick, you see the alien crawl up.
Literally the worst CGI I've ever seen on an Apple TV show.
But what really cracked me up about this is when they run into the pub, and literally you can see the battle going on outside.
Was it the Winchester?
And Trevante's just sitting there sipping on a whiskey while people are out there fighting off aliens.
Trevante's an asshole.
He's a complete dick. He's not even out there trying to help, like, defeat the aliens. He's like, whatever.
Well, I mean, at that point, he just kind of wanted to die, I think.
I don't know, dude. Like, if you want to die, then go fight
the
battle.
The only people that matter to Trevante are the people that matter to Trevante.
Yeah.
Listen, I understand there's an alien invasion and the world is over and there's people outside shooting guns and trying to survive. That ain't my fucking problem. I don't even know them.
That's literally what he thinks.
I feel like they just missed an opportunity here. They should have filmed this pub scene in the same place that they filmed the pub scene in Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah. And how to pick Winchester.
At the Winchester.
He could have grabbed the Winchester off the wall, loaded it up, and went out there and like defeated the world with a lever action Winchester. Yeah.
Do you want my thesaurus word for this segment?
Yes. Please.
It's going to be cruddy. This was a cruddy segment.
Okay. Now, Jude, I remember when you had just watched this, you came down.
I was mad at myself.
Well, you were also mad about how long it took him to like almost touch his dead mom.
That's what I was mad at because I said out loud, "Ooh, she's body snatched." And then I was mad at myself for thinking that because I've watched this show enough to know that they're not going to do anything ever.
I thought for sure she was going to like sit up. And like,
The hand was just going to twitch.
Yeah,
something. Just do something.
Literally anything.
Hand was just like dead.
Yeah.
And he's like right here, almost touching it for like 3.5 hours. and the whole time I was like, body snatch. Is that what body snatch?
It's going to grab his hand.
And then all of a sudden he takes his hand away and he starts crying. And I was like, God damn it, Jude.
They have so many missed opportunities in this show.
So many.
They could turn this into a zombie show, zombie alien possession.
Yeah.
That would be dope. That would be a really cool show.
Dude, nope. Imagine if-
Too late.
The mother who, like we talked about how traumatic his life has been, that his mother is now paralyzed because of something that his jerk ass dad did. Imagine if she was body snatched and she like stood up out of the wheelchair and started walking around all messed up. Yeah. Like, oh, Casper, I love you. And
he'd be everything's like, fine, son.
Something.
Yeah.
Nope. I also thought his realization that he's the savior of mankind was a little abrupt. You know?
He's the savior of mankind? What?
That's what he thinks, yeah. Oh, I gotta go. I'm gonna go. Yeah, like,
that's right, because he's been through some shit.
Well, the whole point of him trying to get to the hospital is so he can induce a seizure that connects him to the aliens, because his seizures are connected to the aliens, so that he can like get revenge for his mom and like defeat the aliens through seizing, I guess.
While he's in seizure, he can connect with the aliens and go, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Play off my planet.
Yeah.
Like, wad Joe off.
Yeah. Subscribe to my TikTok for part two.
Exactly. That's what's going on here. The whole season is a setup for season two. It's all a TikTok.
God, I hate this show.
It's all a TikTok.
Like and subscribe for part two. Is that Apple TV's?
Yeah, that's what they're doing. If you want to see the real show,
if you've been through,
you have to join the Patreon.
If you've been through 9 hours of this with us,
we know you're committed at this point.
Wait for part two.
And you have to hate watch it. Yeah, so that's when it gets really good.
The aliens have an OnlyFans.
Yes.
Just subscribe.
No, okay. So seriously though, like how does a 9-year-old know how to induce a seizure?
He's not nine. He's what? 14?
Yeah.
15?
I don't know. He should be macking on Zendaya.
He doesn't know how to induce a seizure, which is why they have to make it to the hospital so that the doctors can help him.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure the 14-year-old is going to convince a doctor. Please, sir.
Well, he convinced Trevante. He's like, look at my drawings.
Yeah. Oh, that was the dumbest thing. Like,
he's
look,
the savior of the world.
I've seen what the aliens see. It's just a big black scribble.
It's just a blob of black.
It's just a blob of black ink. Like, There's no shape to it.
There was different shades of black.
Sometimes there was like shapes.
I just convinced myself that this show needs Zendaya. They need to just replace. They need to just replace her. And
Zendaya's too busy doing Dune, man. She's out. She's out in the stratosphere right now.
Zendaya makes everything better.
This is fairly accurate.
And Mark Wahlberg.
And Mark Wahlberg.
And Aquafina.
Yeah. The comedian?
No, the water.
Oh, okay.
Please continue.
All right, we got one more.
Not sponsored by
Jim Bell Tyson. Who? He's still dead.
Right. Oh my God, that's seriously it?
That's it. Show's that's it. Over.
Oh, all right.
God, that was the fastest review we've ever done.
Is it?
What do you guys want to talk about?
is Brittany still spinning?
No, she's good now. Well, I will say that this episode, we did see some story threads start to come together. I'm hoping that in the penultimate episode.
Oh, here we go.
God, we're going to get so drunk. Like and subscribe for part two. Yes.
I'm hoping that in the penultimate episode, we're going to finally start seeing some movement. And Matt Vader's theory that episode 10 is going to be the greatest hour of television ever made.
It's going to be full on invasion.
Yeah. What's a good word for a brilliant hour of television, Matt Vader, according to the source?
We need a good word.
Yeah. Good word.
A good word.
And you got to like, I was done with it. So Jim Bell Tyson's, his storyline is.
Is Sam Neill going to come back?
Are you substandard yet?
No.
A substandard.
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
But now we need one for
that one. Sounds like you're angry.
Good episode. We're gonna go with super dash excellent.
Super dash excellent.
Super dash excellent.
Like you could do better.
Third one
that.
From the bottom. See there?
No, he's not wrong.
Yeah. Wow. Up to snuff.
There you go. Yeah,
yeah. Is that a good one?
That's a good one.
Isn't snuff when you like suffocate somebody?
Oh, the word gnarly is in here. It's going to be the gnarly.
How about gnarly?
Yeah, I think gnarly
is it.
Ooh. It's good. So snuff in that context is the like the tobacco that you would snuff in the old timey days. So
people used to snort tobacco?
I used to in high school.
You what?
People are weird, dude.
I've been doing some shit.
She says wearing black sunglasses on a Monday morning.
It was a dried and powdered tobacco that you would like sniff up.
Yeah. So up to snuff is like, it's so good to get you high. Yeah. Is that what they're saying?
It's the gateway to cocaine.
Yeah, it would like wake you up. Yeah. And so it's like up to snuff levels. So like when people snuff, they would be like, whoa.
Oh, bro, I'm going to place coffee.
I'm start snorting snuff.
Yeah.
Lines of it.
Wow. Coming with freaking powdered tobacco right before the podcast.
I know I'm probably going to have someone in the comments like say like actually.
I'm going to write
a historian.
Kadesh actually asked me what the difference between explaining and mansplaining is the other day.
I don't see a difference.
Mansplaining is when you do it like talking down to it.
Yeah. Well, I think it might be talking down to anybody.
Also, when you do someone the favor of explaining something without them asking you to.
Oh, is that another definition? Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Like when you just say something and like typically a man will come in and go, well, actually, that's mansplaining.
Hmm. I don't know what else to say about this show. God, I fell asleep three times.
We're trudging our way through it. We're getting there.
I had a week to watch this episode and I didn't do it until last night.
See, I knocked out as soon as I could. I ripped the Band-Aid off this week.
Yeah.
I just like
just binged it.
I knew we had a lot of stuff to watch this week. That's why we're doing an extra day.
Yeah.
So I was like, I better just knock it out. All right. Get it over with.
Well, I did not fall asleep and I regret that.
Yeah. The show would be better if we just slept through it.
We should just make our own show up.
I think we should fix
this.
Should release our episodes on TikTok as like seven parters each episode.
I think I can subscribe for part seven.
Yeah. And every episode is just like the black starfish alien reacting to this episode.
What if instead of actually watching the season finale, we just all four have come in completely blind.
Because the season finale is going to be amazing.
And make it up as we go.
It's going to be good.
What would you want to happen with this storyline? We can each do a storyline.
Okay. With what? What's the question?
I'm just joking. It's not going anywhere.
No, I liked it.
No, we're going to
come in, not have watched the episode. You're going to make up Casper's storyline. You're going to make Anisha's storyline. Kadesh can take Trevante's and I'll take Sam Neill's.
I can do Casper's.
I know. It's gonna be great.
Casper's gonna get to the hospital and induce a seizure,
into the mothership.
And he's gonna contact with him, and they're gonna go, "Shut up, you little bitch!" And they're gonna tentacle him and infest him with a bunch of little squids.
He's also gonna somehow connect with Luke because Luke has like some type of connection.
Oh God!
If they Goonies,
they're gonna Goonies.
If they Goonies this shit, I'm out, dude.
They're gonna Goonie it up. Because that's all the kids that have special powers. Because
you were going to hang in there for season two.
Oh, no. We're no.
This is ridiculous.
All right. So Anisha's storyline. Dr. Barton has been body snatched. And when he made out with Anisha, he put one in her, too.
Oh, God.
So
put an alien baby.
He put an alien baby in her. So now she's body snatched, too.
Can we get a chest bursting scene? Where it's,
yeah. And obviously, piece of shit has been body snatched, too. Oh, yeah.
100%.
And so now they're going to try and just keep body snatching people. And Luke is the only one that can defeat them.
Are we ever going to get some kind of an ending to that whole, like, you've been cheating on me and you got somebody else pregnant? Or is that just, we forgot about that?
Well,
I mean,
she's making out with random doctors, yeah, so...
I think we don't really care anymore. We just established that piece of shit.
Sometimes you just need to be kissed like that.
What did we spend all that time on that for then?
I was like, why do we spend so much time on 90% of this show? It's
like, I thought there would be some kind of, like, she's not going to confront him about it at all.
It's been eight episodes.
You know when we're going to see Sam Neill again? She made that
fish in episode one. What do you mean?
They made burgers and milkshakes together.
I'm going to predict that we're going to get 30 seconds of Sam Neill in the finale part of the episode 10.
That's literally going to be the like and subscribe for part two.
Yes. Oh. They get more Sam Neill for 45 seconds in season two.
He's going to wake up, sit up, and go, Wajo, fade the black. Wajo.
That's very fallacious.
That's weird.
I might watch season two. Sam Neill comes back and they're like, to be continued.
I mean, we have like four fans that rely on us to find out what happens in this series.
We're just going to start talking gibberish. Just not even talking about this show. We're all just going to use the
sources.
Yeah.
Man, Moon tell that this week. Did you guys watch her?
No.
She was pretty fucking fun.
All right. Let's pause this up.
Okay. This show is egregious.
Egregious. Go. I like that one too. Like this show brought to you by the online thesaurus.
Uh-huh. Thesaurus.com.
Not right. Sponsored. It could be though.
Because I can't say word bad any more times without using special words for it.
Sorry, that was an aggressive sound that came out of me.
Snorted.
Okay, let's polish this up, guys. Final thoughts later. Oh, you said egregious.
I turned the thesaurus off.
Okay, sorry. Jude, final thoughts on this episode? What do you got? You were angry, huh?
I feel defeated. And I think that this show won. And that just makes me so sad.
Kadesh?
I don't want to watch season two.
We're not going to. Don't worry. Well, we might. This is like our best video.
Yeah, this is our best show.
It's because nobody wants to watch the actual show.
We're so screwed. They're going to be like, where's season two, guys? Come on. We're going to be like, guys.
If we can guarantee 1,000 views per video, we'll watch season two.
That's a low bar, buddy.
1,000 likes on this episode.
We should do that for the season finale. Yeah. If this episode gets 20,000 views and 10,000 likes, we will watch season two. Yeah. Watch it fucking happen. Oh, watch it happen.
Fuck you guys. God damn.
I'm gonna have to go to rehab.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, we could always do if this gets like 1,000 dislikes, because you can't see the dislikes anymore. Yeah. Be like, yeah.
That's right. They took the dislikes.
Our patrons would like totally fuck with us. They would make it happen. I know they would. I think we should try that.
I'm not
we should like
to
do
it.
Like, if you want us to watch season two, you better make this happen.
Blow this up.
What do you mean they took the dislikes off?
You can't see the number of dislikes anymore.
On YouTube? Yeah.
Nope.
Because all the
little snowflakes out there don't want to see how unpopular they are.
A couple weeks ago. Really?
Yeah. Us, on the other hand, we're like, where's those dislikes? Talk about Zack Snyder for a moment,
buddy. I'm calling it the Star Wars effect.
Yeah.
Because every single
review bombing.
Every time Lucasfilm puts this movie out there, we're all like, fuck you.
it's actually the Joe Biden effect. Every single one of his like live appearances gets like millions of dislikes.
Brutal.
Wow. Yeah. What a guy. All right, let's finish this up.
Good job, YouTube.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see that TikTok I sent you?
I did. I watch all your stuff that you send me. It's good stuff.
I do too. What are you talking about?
Okay, guys. That's it for Invasion Episode 8. It is what it is. Like and subscribe. Don't forget, go to saltynerdclub.com if you want to get involved in the club membership. It's a great place. We're doing a gift offer for December only. There's 50 spots open. You guys are going to get an exclusive hat made just for you for the $30 tier.
One of a kind.
Superstars out there. So if you want to help support the podcast. And again, if you are already a patron and you're at like the $5 level, don't worry about it. You can go to Patreon right now. There's a post there listing all the ins and outs of this whole giveaway thing. you guys can still be involved. So just read that post that Kadesh put together, and we'll.
I would really like one of those hats. So only need 49 people because I'm going to snag the extra.
Well, then
are you going to go from $1 to $30?
No.
Yeah, you better get up on that $30 tier.
Motherfucker, there's only one
way.
The show,
okay? There's only one way to get it.
Yeah, it's like steal one out of the box.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching this show with or our show with us. I'm assuming you're not watching this show. I don't know. Comment if you are. But we love the comments on these episodes. It's a lot of fun to chat with you guys in the comments of these videos. But yeah. Vader, where can they find you on the socials, bud?
You can find me at MattVader74 on the Twitter, Instagram, and the YouTube.
Jude?
You can find me at IamJudeJuju on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And you should check out our Facebook page, Salty Nerd Podcast on Facebook.
Mr. Kadesh, go take it away.
You can find me at Matthew Kadesh, K-A-D-I-S-H on Twitter. KadeshBooks.com takes you to my Amazon page where you can check out my book, Lawman. And also, if you go to saltylist.com, you can sign up for our newsletter. And everyone who signs up for the newsletter gets access to a private RSS feed where we release special episodes that aren't available anywhere else. So go check that out. And we send out a newsletter every Friday with show notes, fun facts, all types of good stuff.
This guy's,
I'm going to have to read that someday.
He's tempting me to sign up for the list.
Should I sign up for my own list?
And if Vader should ever say anything that gets us kicked off YouTube, all the people on the list will know where to find us. So
that's going to happen.
The bigger we get, the more likely it is. All right, guys, I'm your host, Alex Salty Nerd. You can catch me on our Discord app or on Instagram at salty_nerd_podcast and Discord, saltynerddiscord.com, where we chat with all of the fans of the podcast. And we have a great community over there. So join up. All right, everybody, thank you so much. And Wajo.
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 We could fly.
This is your summer. That means Six Flags and the taste of an ice-cold Coca-Cola. We're talking thrilling coasters, delicious burgers, yes, real moments together, and this. Coke is summer refreshment when you need it most, so you can hop on another ride or race down a slide at the water park. Six Flags and Coca-Cola. Come make it yours. Visit sixflags.com/coke to save up to $20 on passes, plus daily tickets starting at $34.99.